Hello, Bam Fam, and welcome back to another episode of Becoming a Model. This is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. I'm your host, Binky, and today we are going to explore a topic that every model encounters: strategies for resilience in the face of rejection. But before we dive into this empowering discussion, I would like to ask all of you, if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insight on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. I'm always grateful for your feedback on how you're loving the show. Let's take a brief moment to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this: a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested. That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free, so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. The modeling industry is filled with highs and lows, and rejection is part of the journey. But it's how we respond to rejection that defines our success. In this episode, we'll equip you with strategies to bounce back stronger when faced with rejection. I have had so many no's versus yeses in the modeling career, more than I can count on my hand, and it can always be so overwhelming with each no you receive. But using these strategies can and will help you find your way out of the ongoing rut that comes with rejection in the modeling industry. One thing every model needs to try and do at times can be just shifting your perspective. Instead of viewing rejection as a personal failure, see it as a stepping stone to success. Every rejection brings you one step closer to the right opportunity. So constantly keep that in mind. What's for you will be for you. Don't stress about it. Your win is right around the corner. I know I had to work hard to learn this, but I often had to start embracing resilience as a skill. Resilience is a skill that can be developed. Just like improving your runway walk, you can enhance your ability to bounce back from setbacks through practice and self-awareness. I always would never give up and told myself I got something else to do this week, so let me focus my energy on that. And with each thing, I would give my all no matter what and keep my eye on the next prize, ready to go and conquer another obstacle. Another thing that can help is being able to separate self-worth from rejection. Remember that rejection is about specific opportunity, not your worth as a person or a model. Don't internalize rejection as a reflection of your value. Never take anything to heart, okay? You not getting chosen does not mean you're a horrible model. It just wasn't your time, and that's okay. Everyone is scouting for a specific look. If you didn't work for this moment, trust me, you will pick up on someone else's eye or be a great candidate for another project. So never give up. I always made sure that I also celebrated my small wins. Celebrating every small achievement along the way helps you keep focused and energized for the next win. Whether it's booking a minor gig, gaining followers on social media, or receiving positive feedback, these wins build your resilience. You also want to learn from your rejections as you get them. Analyze each rejection for lessons. What can you improve or adjust for the next opportunity? Rejections can be valuable feedback for growth. And with growth comes staying persistent. Persistence is key to success in the modeling world. Keep submitting applications, attending castings, and reaching out to agencies. Consistency often leads to breakthroughs. But with every win, there's also power in being realistic and setting realistic expectations. While aiming high is admirable, it's essential to set realistic expectations. Not every opportunity will be a perfect fit, and that's okay. The one that's right for you will be for you. So keep pushing forward. One thing I think a lot of people sleep on is that even through rejection, you should keep learning and building your craft. Invest in your growth and development. Attend workshops, read industry literature, and seek mentorship from experienced models. Learning can boost your confidence. And trust me, having your confidence high can make you unbothered by any rejected news. Because, you know, it's not the end game. For you, it's just another obstacle to overcome and learn from. And as I always like to mention, having a strong support group is always a plus. Because when you have a moment of being just done with it all, those family and friends and fellow models can definitely lift your spirit and set you back on the right path to success. Now let's take a pause while I go and grab me some water. And we will be right back to dive into some model memoir letters after hearing from our sponsor. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, A skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club, Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. So now let's get into this model memoir letter. Hey, Binky, I hope this letter finds you well. I'm an avid listener of the podcast. Well, thank you. I found immense value in the discussions you bring to light, and I appreciate the depth with which you explore various facets of the modeling world. As I embark on my own journey, I am writing you to seek guidance and advice on the nuances of different modeling genres. If you could discuss the skills required for these genres and how you even navigated multiple in your time of modeling, that would be helpful. Thanks so much for your time. Kim. All right, Kim. Well, thank you for listening to every, not every episode, but you said you is an avid listener. So thank you for listening to all the episodes. Basically, you want me to kind of give you a little bit of tidbits on the different modeling topics, so, and how to basically navigate them. What I will discuss is I'll break down each modeling topic first, and then I'll talk about the ones that I basically worked in a lot. So you have print, you have runway, you even have parts modeling, and just to give you some idea, print modeling is basically the editorials, what you see in the magazines. Runway is obviously when you be seeing all the little runway shows. That is runway modeling. Commercial modeling is an example of, how can I say it, like whenever you're watching McDonald's ads or whenever you're going into Starbucks and you may see like the people holding the Starbucks cup, you know, acting like they're gonna drink out of the Starbucks cup or acting like they're about to eat some french fries or a burger, and they get those stills or like a short little trailer video of those moments that seem very realistic in time. That is a commercial model. Basically, you're trying to sell something, right? Just like in runway shows, you're trying to sell the fashions. For this, you're selling the product, the commercial products that's out here in the world. Parts modeling can also intertwine with commercial modeling, and parts modeling just meaning, you know, parts of your body. You could be selling earrings, and we just get a shot of the earring in your ear. Whenever you go to those jewelry websites and you usually see rings, and you see the hands, and you see like two hands holding each other for like engagement photos or things of that nature, and they're trying to sell the ring, that's parts modeling. You're basically just using your parts of your body to sell that product. Then you also have child models as well. You have mature models as well. In mature modeling, I mean somebody who's older, let's say like 40 and up. Then you have boudoir models as well. You know, being a little more sexy, Victoria's Secret style. That's basically where the boudoir modeling falls into place. You have fitness modeling. And I'm not going to basically share everything, but just to give you an idea of some of the different genres that's out there. And for me, I stuck a lot with fashion modeling and print modeling. I did a whole lot of headshots and fashion shows as well. I also was a runway model. So the fashion side of house was my big go-to. I did a little bit of everything. I did do some commercial modeling. I also did some fitness modeling as well, just so I could have my foot kind of, you know, dig into a lot of different kind of avenues. But I also did nude modeling as well. And nude modeling being, you know, artistic nude. You're naked, obviously, but you're utilizing the body sculpt and functions and poses to just sell body movement. No, you're not out here, you know, being a porn star and showing all your goods. That's not nude modeling, even though I know there's some sketchy people out here that utilize nude modeling as a way to just show boobies and tatas and ha-has and all that. But that's not true nude modeling. I basically navigated my social media presence as a fashion model. Who also, my presence was focused on fashion and the editorial world, but everyone knew I had, you know, my genres, which was fashion, editorial, nude, and I could be able to do everything else. But I sold myself as a editorial and runway fashion model. So I was equipped with being able to do multiple different facets. Because I studied it, I looked at it, I even dibbled in a couple different facets as well. But my main genres were fashion, editorial modeling. So I would always do a fashion show. I was always doing an editorial shoot, submitted in magazines, so on and so forth. I would say just never stop learning, teach yourself what those different facets look like. In order for you to really understand the different genres, you have to see it. So Google, you know, fashion modeling, runway modeling, editorial modeling, Google commercial modeling, Google all these different types of modeling, and really read and try to understand the difference from what you're looking at. And understand what is actually, you know, satire and what's not. Find those high-end photographers, you know, and kind of look through their portfolios, because a lot of high-end photographers pretty much have done like everything, but they have their niche, and kind of look through some of their photos as well. That way you could be able to see those different facets, even in somebody that you admire as a photographer that you want to work with. I knew what I wanted my portfolio to be like and who I wanted to work with. And I wanted to work with people that I knew I wanted my portfolio to look like. So I did the research of understanding what those different kind of genres and facets would be. And then when I wanted to do a TF shoot, or we had a collaboration, or I had a shoot that I actually had to do that had to be for magazines, like I knew how to provide that content when stepping in front of the camera for that person. So always, always learn, never stop learning, never stop practicing as well, because you're practicing poses. That way you can know where your light is at, That way you can be able to get a great shot, have an elongated pose. You want to be able to be well-versed in whatever genre that you want to stick yourself in. And being a model that's part of like a couple of different genres is perfectly fine. Like I told you, I was part of a good couple of genres myself, and I just kind of rotated between those. But I sold myself as a fashion editorial model, even though I was petite. Know how to sell yourself. Know what genre you really are interested in. And it's okay to try out different kind of genres to see what you feel comfortable with. And like I said, don't feel afraid to say no. If it's something that you're not comfortable doing or you're not comfortable with, you don't have to do it. Find the genres that make you happy, make you have fun whenever you're on set. Don't disrespect yourself. Don't disrespect others. Find empowerment in what you do. But like I said, if you don't feel comfortable, do not be afraid to say no. If it's not your cup of tea, it's fine. There are models out there whose cup of tea is that you don't feel comfortable doing. And they will go find and reach out to those models, and that's perfectly okay. You live another day, you continue walking. Like I said, if you want to just be able to do that one thing and that's like your niche, don't be afraid to say, okay, this is my niche. But also be understanding of knowing that, hey, this is my niche, but I'm also able to do this, that, and a third. You know, I did have some photos of other things that I was also able to accomplish as a fashion and editorial model. So my fitness modeling, commercial modeling, parts modeling, whatever. I did have a few photos of that. That way I could be able to show that if somebody was to reach out to me about doing a specific shoot like that or a runway show of that nature. That way they could see what I would look like in that setting. And then two, they could pursue wanting to move forward with booking me as that model or not. So I still had those shots. I may put like a few up, may make like its own little cute little album or whatever on my social media pages. But I was selling myself as a fashion editorial model, but also showing that I could be able to do everything. Like parts modeling and that whatsoever. So they also knew I was capable of being able to provide other things if so needed for the shoots. Yeah, I think that answers your question. Thank you guys for sharing your story with me and the whole BAM fam. If you have a story to share or a question to ask, don't hesitate to send in your model memoir letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com, subject line, models memoir, and you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. I want you guys to remember that resilience is the secret weapon of successful models. It's the ability to keep going despite setbacks and maintain a positive outlook. With these strategies, you can turn rejection into a stepping stone towards your modeling dream. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. Until next time, BAM fam, keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.